to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. This is episode 13 and we're looking at the week starting 24th February 2020. What do you think will be the focus at the start of this week, Derek?
Well, it's still very much the coronavirus, COVID-19 as it's now called, and how that kind of plays out in the market. Certainly looking at FX and rates last week, you know, the markets definitely were pricing in greater risks of a bigger economic impact, in particular towards the end of last week when we had the risks escalating over the potential spread, in particular South Korea and Japan, where the number of cases spiked. So, you know, the markets are certainly becoming more concerned about the potential negative macro impact globally. But having said that, FX and rates, we've had moves, but, you know, incredibly, the equity markets remain remarkably resilient. And we had another record high for the S&P 500 last Wednesday. And it appears that, you know, the relative interest rate story compared to yields in equity markets is forcing investors to remain invested in equities. And with bond markets rallying and yields falling, that's offering more and more support for equities. But you have to question the resilience of equity markets, in particular if the coronavirus issue continues to linger and investors start to question what is definitely assumed in the markets at the moment, which is this kind of V-shaped recovery where you have a clear hit to macroeconomic conditions in the first quarter, but a sharp rebound in the second quarter. And the longer the risks linger, the greater the potential that the markets start to question that assumption. And I think that's when equity markets could come under pressure, and that would obviously fuel greater financial market volatility in general. And that's certainly a risk at this point in time.
Are there any other market-moving developments you're looking at this week, Derek?
Well, the big story in FX last week was the spike in dollar-yen. And, you know, some are viewing this as the yen losing its safe haven status and are therefore suggesting there's more to the upside for dollar-yen. We're somewhat dubious of that view. First of all, as I just said a moment ago, US equity markets hit a record high last Wednesday, the very day that dollar-yen spiked higher. So I think this is much more a case of not questioning the safe haven appeal of the Japanese yen, but more questioning the equity market resilience to the growing risks in relation to global growth because of COVID-19. Taking it back to the yen, you know, our view is that the risks to equity markets means that if we see a correction lower, the safe haven status of the yen will be very, very clear to see. We've run what we've run in the past, and listeners have probably heard this before, certainly readers of the research have read this before. We've gone back over the last 8 episodes of risk off, and risk off being defined by a correction lower in the S&P 500 of 3% or more. And over the last 8 episodes, going back to 2018, middle of 2018, the Japanese yen has been the number one performing G10 currency on every occasion. So it's simply a case that last week, when the markets were beginning to position up or were building positions to hedge against COVID-19 risks by running long yen positions, the record equity market on Wednesday, these positions were basically squeezed for the market, and that resulted in yen selling and dollar yen spiking higher. Momentum over the short term, for sure, you know, dollar yen could break the high from 2019 at 112.40, then that gets us into a range of between 112 and 114 for a period of time. But, you know, we think that's it. And ultimately, the next big move is more likely to come from an equity market correction that results in the yen strengthening once again. The other point, just very quickly, is that the capital outflows from Japan has been cited as a factor as well. And for sure, Japanese investors have taken advantage of periods of yen strength by increasing their investments abroad in foreign bonds. And that's clear to see in the weekly data so far this year. But when you take the data in its entirety on a year-to-date basis, that covers 6 weeks, the total outflow in the first 6 weeks of 2020 is actually less than the total outflow in the first 6 weeks of 2019. So there's nothing unusual in terms of the total flow of what we've seen. And the idea that Japanese investors are kind of piling into foreign markets in any kind of different way than in the past, I think is very dubious, and the data just doesn't back that up. So we don't think anything really fundamental has changed, bar the position liquidation last week, and therefore we're cautious in terms of the upside for dollar yen from here.
Right, and your trade ideas, Derek, how are they playing out?
We're certainly doing better than what we did at the start of all this when we started to do trade ideas in November of last year. And we're still running dollar Turkey long position, and that's moving in our direction, so we're holding on to that. In particular, the Central Bank of Turkey cut rates again last week, and we think that the risks are now skewed to greater Turkish lira depreciation going forward, because now the real policy rate in Turkey is negative by 140 basis points, and historically that has equated to lira depreciation. And we think the central bank, under the guidance essentially of President Erdogan, are going to cut rates further going forward, and the negative real official policy rate to us is pointing towards further potential lira weakness from here. And we've also held on to our short euro Swiss position. Again, that kind of question mark over the yen as being a safe haven currency, while we still think it is, the market seem to be questioning that. And that leaves only the Swiss franc as the favorite currency in terms of safe haven. And that's holding on to its current levels. And we think euro Swiss can continue to gradually move lower. And then we've established a new trade idea this week, which is long dollar stocky. And again, this is a kind of a COVID-19 type trade, where if things continue to linger or certainly get worse, the Swedish krona, being a kind of a global high beta currency, if kind of events and conditions deteriorate globally, then the Swedish krona is likely to depreciate going forward. So long dollar stocky is our other new trade idea for this week.
All right, thanks very much, Derek. Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.